Let's talk to Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition from San Francisco. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Becker, first of all, how much support do you think President Obama is going to get from the Congress? We saw that in Britain it wasn't the case.
Well, I think that that question is one that's very much open. I just came from a demonstration here in San Francisco, one of many, many protests that took place all across the country, around the world, including in Washington, D.C., while President Obama was making his announcement. But clearly, the president has had to pull back and is now trying to gather support over the next 10 days. We in the anti-war movement are determined to continue to put the pressure on to stop a new U.S. war in the Middle East.
And so how close are we to seeing an Iraqi-style invasion of Syria?
Well, the president has claimed that that's not the intention. But, you know, once a war starts, or once a war is launched, it's unknowable what the consequences will be ahead of time. So where would the missile strikes, bombing of Syria lead? What are the other potential developments that could flow from that? We don't really know completely, but we do know that this could be pouring gasoline on an already raging fire and could lead to a wider war in the Middle East, as well as having terrible consequences for the Syrian people.
And what global reactions do you think there will be against what Obama said, the fact that he will go it alone without a UN mandate?
Well, I think that he said that and would like to go it alone, but the pressure against the administration and its war plan worldwide is very great. I mean, there is no possible explanation for the speech that Obama gave today, saying that he would go to Congress seeking authorization, then the mass opposition that this new war faces around the world, Russia, China, Latin America, and of course, among all the Arab people, and in the United States itself, there is only a minority of polled support for such a new war.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition from San Francisco. Thanks for your time there, sir.